so dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Welcome to episode 31 of Quitters Never Give Up, the obsessive Kevin and Bean Creative Universe fan podcast. Today, we are still joined by our extra special national treasure guest, Gia DeSantis, to talk the podcast roundup, Quitters Never Give Up news, and the week that was 2010.
We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
Okay, we're doing the week that was. This is the flashback to August 23rd to 27, 2010. We were talking last week about Kevin Mouthinoff to Michael Clark Duncan, and one of the callers to What to Do Nephew happened to run into him.
Hey guys, how's it going? What to do?
What to do?
I saw Michael Clark Duncan a couple weeks back at WWE SummerSlam. I had asked him about the fight. I had asked him about the fight that was pending between him and Kevin. And he said he had heard the radio and he had heard your show. And that he was definitely going to be coming in and checking you guys out.
So the fight is continuing apace. We'll keep you up to date on this 11-year-old story as it develops. Now, Piranha 3D came out this year. It was a very fun movie. It was about piranhas and girls with bikinis and whatnot. And Bean had never seen a 3D movie at this time. So what does Bean always do? Oh, I can't wait to see it. Let's see if that happened.
Piranha 3D that we've been talking about, that we enjoyed so much, was sixth at the box office this weekend.
Go see that.
Bean, what did you think? I know you were planning on going. You kept saying, I'm finally going to see my first 3D movie. I'm very excited.
I didn't technically make it this weekend to Piranha 3D.
You didn't technically make it?
But I do plan on seeing it maybe as early as today.
Sure.
I'm not going today.
I might make it today.
Oh, I can tell you that, although Bean didn't see it and won't, that I saw it and it's great.
Yes, and I saw it and it's great. And
it's one of the most fun movies of the summer.
You can take our words for it.
I may go today with my summer cold.
I didn't leave the island this weekend, and it is not playing on the island, so I didn't have the option to see it. So
right, well, but if it's not on the island, can't.
Right, but
there's a major metropolitan city nearby, where
and
you
that's
could
where I may try to go today. I'm just saying, if I make it to the mainland, then right, yeah, I'm sure. Going to see the movie.
Yeah.
Wow. If I make it to the mainland.
Well, you have to swim?
Sounds like it.
No, there's a boat, but
we'll stop it.
Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Howell will lend you some money, Gilligan. And
it's weird because the Harlem Globetrotters were able to get on the island, but I can't get off. What's going on?
You could program a robot to train to Hawaii and get a message back to the mainland.
I think you have to officially stop telling us what you're interested in seeing.
I really know this one. No, but this one I'm going to go.
Right. I really am. It's 9:02 already.
So that was one of Bean's quirks. He would say, I can't wait for that concert, I can't wait for that movie, and never go.
Gia, did you deal a lot with antisocial Bean?
No, I got super social Bean. But we were always in the, as we were saying when we spoke before, it's like I had, like sort of those more sort of intimate moments. And so I didn't have to deal with antisocial Bean so much. And I have to say, I'm kind of sorry I didn't, because that's that's part of his charm, right? Is that he's antisocial.
That's true. You're
sorry that he was never rude to you?
That
could be arranged.
So incredibly lucky that he was never rude to me, right? No, he just, I love them. I love them.
Bean seems to be the guy that one-on-one, he seems very nice to everybody. But kind of like, at a remote or dealing with people in public, he could be a little bit crusty sometimes. So he actually knew you and liked you. So I'm sorry you never got the rude Bean treatment.
I am incredibly lucky. He's, it's him and John Frost. They got me my job at K-Rock. So you will never hear me say anything untoward about Bean, ever.
And also, Eddie, you saw Bean at a remote at Comic-Con. And Bean was really super nice to you.
Well, that's true.
I think this is a case of he didn't really want to see Piranha, but he said, I'm going to go see Piranha 3D. No.
Well, the joke was he had never seen a 3D movie. This was when 3D was supposed to be the only thing. Remember, at that time, they're like, every movie's going to be in 3D. That's it. And so Bean had never seen one. He has those odd gaps in his experience. Like, he had never seen a Pixar movie till like, what, this year? So just kind of weird things about Bean. Another great thing about Bean loves death. I'm not going to play the whole story, but I'm just playing the intro to Bean Loves Death. He's kind of admitting it. He loves death. He's into it.
You know what I love?
Yes.
I love death.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray. There's something wrong in his head.
Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
This feature has really taken off. I apparently have a lot of simpatico out there in the Kevin and Bean listeners. I get so many great stories. And the beautiful thing about death stories, Kevin, is they're making new ones every day. I mean, yeah. There's never a day that you don't get online or watch the TV, listen to the radio where somebody's not dying. So it's endlessly fascinating. And in fact, just endless. So I've got a choice of three great death stories all from this week.
We don't need to hear the stories. It's just, look how Bean, how happy he is. He's a pig and slop when it comes to death.
He showed up for his 30th birthday. We had a coffin for him.
What kind of coffin would you get him now?
But he's gonna live to be 100.
Oh, that's right. He's got plenty of time. Did he ever say stuff like that to you, Gia? You know, I'm the healthiest man around.
I don't remember him saying that particularly, but he, you know, I just knew that he was. I don't know. He did have a fascination with death. I mean, that was something we talked about. That was that whole birthday celebration was about celebrating his, you know, impending doom. So
that's another title for your book, Celebrating His Impending Doom. We were talking, what was it? Was it last week or the week before when Bean was coked up on his podcast? Now, this isn't the first time Bean just took a drug out of nowhere.
I'm not doing well, but I'm doing the best I can.
So you're feeling worse?
Yes.
Oh. What do you have?
I don't know. I think I may need...
They've prescribed you drugs, haven't they? Doctors have given you a prescription for a medication.
I haven't been to a doctor per se.
But you told us you were on prescription medications.
He's on his wife's prescription medications.
Just going through the medicine chest?
Yes.
No, last night I made a huge mistake, and I wasn't even going to bring this up, but last night I made a huge mistake, and I took the valproprofen. I think it is.
Valproprofen.
So back then he was taking Donna's medication. Wouldn't go to the doctor. Just, Donna, what do you got in your purse? You want a Tic Tac? You got a valproprofen? I'll try it. Did you happen to hear that show, Gia?
I did.
He took some medication and he was just flying.
I did not hear that. Oh. But Donna is his savior.
Oh, he outkicked his coverage on that one. She's beautiful, and we can't figure out how he got her. I think he would admit that, too. Yeah, so he was flying that day, too. But this one kind of slowed him down. What he took last time sped him up. In 2010, I'm going to start a new feature. It's called Do You Remember? No. Because every time I ask these guys, do you remember? And then whatever it is, no. So I'm just going to skip to the chase here. Antoine Dodson. He was a guy.
Yes.
Oh, someone remembered. Damn it. You ruined
climbing
my
climbing in my windows, backing my people up. Yes.
Okay, hell that's yes. The guy. Well, let's just play it anyway.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
That's the guy. So he was a guy. The news came out just to do a story and talk about a viral video. Let's go to the next thing. The next thing, of course, what do you have after a viral video? An auto-tune.
Got to catch up with our man Antoine Dodson. He continues to blow up. This is not a guy who we found out about 15, you know, his 15 minutes of fame started 2 weeks ago, and we've already forgotten him. This is a guy who's getting more popular every day, Kevin.
Yeah, and it's a bizarre story about an attempted rape. Apparently a dude climbed in the window and tried to get in bed with this guy's sister, and she beat him off.
Whoa,
she beat him
whoa,
up. She beat
whoa.
Him up. She beat him
that
up.
That is not how I heard the story.
She beat him up and scared him off.
That would change the whole thing.
That's what I mean.
I thought he left unsatisfied.
Well, that's what happened. That is what happened. So then Antoine runs in to help his sister. And then the news interviews Antoine. And then, you know, then it starts getting picked up. And then they make the auto-tune. And now we've got a new song. This is the original audio of the news anchor talking to Antoine.
Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose and went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your T-shirt. You done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
So that was a sensation on its own.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
And the amazing thing for me, and I know we talked about this at the time, is that happened in a tiny town in Alabama.
Yeah.
By the way, the same town with the leprechaun and the gold in the tree,
oh,
by the way. Same town.
To that town.
Really?
That happened on a Tuesday or something. And Wednesday, that thing was viral, went everywhere. And then by the following week, by that weekend, the auto-tune version was already out. I mean, it's unbelievable how quickly this thing caught on.
By the way, I emailed Mike Shinoda of Lincoln Park. I said, just so you know, there's this story out there, and I don't know. It seems to me that you're one letter away from being a raper. And he wrote back, thanks for telling me this, because there's a bunch of comments on the Lincoln Park,
board,
about something about being a rapist. He's like, I didn't understand it at all. So it isn't a band. That's a city, Lincoln Park.
Okay.
So anyway, then the auto-tune version comes along.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband. Because they're raping everybody out here. We got your T-shirt to the left fingerprints. And all you are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
The amazing thing is that town had Antoine Dodson and the Leprechaun in the Tree. I love that one. They played that and they're like, there's a leprechaun. He's on crack. So
could be a crackhead.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. So I don't know. Either you need to move out of that town or you need to move into that town right now. I'm not sure which. What do you think, Gia?
Antoine, a guy with the red.
That's him, yeah.
Bandana, yeah. So dumb. I'm so excited about this story.
Okay, good, because I got one more clip. Okay, so this is kind of the story of a viral video. It comes out, the news interviews a guy who's a character, auto-tune. But here's the next step that doesn't usually happen. This was Hayley Williams from Paramore, Jordan Putnick from Newfound Glory, Ethan Lucy from Reliant K made a whole song. Listen to this.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
Climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rip, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause we're raping everyone out there. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we're gonna find you, we're gonna find you, so you can run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, we got your t-shirt, you left fingerprints, and all you are so dumb.
A man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so he's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rip the sun. Y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everyone out there. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you.
How good is that?
The best work she's ever done.
I just love that. I mean, it's one thing to auto-tune a song, and then, but just to have Hayley do a complete rock song about it. I wish I could get a rock song like that done.
Yes.
Celebrity birthdays that week, Gene Simmons. Now, Gene Simmons became a fixture on the show because of Psycho Mike's Imitation. I'm just going to do one quick one. This was what was great about Kevin and Bean. Something would come out of nowhere. People would start doing stuff.
If you're suffering from hair loss, the solution is hair transplants. Visit SwordMedical.com and experience what sets Dr. Sword apart. Learn more at SwordMedical.com. That's SwordMedical.com.
You know, Lisa Mae, this is Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene.
I'm Dr. Meat Sword. Let's show you what sets me apart.
Come on. I'm Lisa Mae with K-Rock Traffic.
Anna Nicole Smith has been discharged from the hospital in the Bahamas where she was recovering from pneumonia.
Thank God she's safe.
Kind of discharge,
Mike. Discharge, Lisa May.
Wait a minute. Wow, Lisa's talking to herself as Gene Simmons now.
Was that your Gene Simmons impression?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. Speaking of discharge, Lisa May.
Wow. Wow.
So Lisa May, she's doing a Gene Simmons on herself. We're kind of getting into the snake eating the tail thing again, but still very funny. Last celebrity birthday for the week, Steve Guttenberg. Now, just listen to Mike. He's so excited about Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg.
You're the Goots!
You're a big fan of the Goots, aren't you, Mike?
Oh, I love Goots so much.
Oh, someone sent me an email and said, if you said to Mike, are you a big fan of the Goots, he'll probably answer totes. But he did. He didn't answer that.
Yeah, well, that's a good...
I lose.
It's a good chance.
Okay, yeah. Someone did email Ralph about this. Someone named Edwin from La Mirada. So Ralph stoned me on this one. But what happened at the next Showbiz Beat? Let's find out.
Steve Guttenberg is 52. You're a big fan of the Goots, aren't you, Mike?
Totes.
That's what I thought.
There it is.
One of my proudest moments. I had no recognition, but I knew it was me. Oh, we're going to do one quick super-duper flashback. This goes back before Kevin and Bean. Friends of mine made up their own jingle. They took it to the studio in Pasadena in those days, handed it to a guy at the door. That's how low rent they were. And I'm just going to play it just because I think it's funny.
Party partners, this is Buckskin Bill.
And this is Cactus Callahan.
And when we're not prospecting, we're listening to KROQ FM 106.7 in Pasadena, Los Angeles. The rock of the 80s. New wave, dude.
Hey, Daddy O, it's where it's at.
So shout out to my old friends. They handed this cassette to a DJ and it was played on the air. One of their friends heard it. So super duper flashback bonus. So that's the week that was August 23rd to 27th, 2010. Back to you, Steve.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow.
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
Janky podcast.
Ralph Report was back this week. Ralph takes a quick minute to reflect on everything he learned from his trip.
Let's kick things off. As you know, I took some time off to go home and take care of my parents' burial. So death and what we leave behind has been on my mind a lot lately. Shakespeare said in Macbeth that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury signifying nothing. And I looked at my dad's life, because he passed most recently, and I said, what a life of hard work and raising a family, and then boom, like that, it's gone. And the only thing you really leave behind is the memories left behind inside the people that you love, inside their hearts and minds. And so it gave me a realization that you need to take care of the people you care about. And you need to take care of yourself. If there's something that you want to do, if something you want to experience, do it. Because we're not all here that long. And the feelings that you leave behind are important.
That's a really great sentiment from Ralph. On A Cup of Tea in the Chat, this week there was a bonus episode featuring Taylor Williamson. Also on the show, Ali is in Maine and sick. Is it COVID? She mentioned being exposed to movers and, you know, Beer Mug caught it while he was a mover. Let's hope she feels better soon. Then there's this moment with Bean, which happens when they were doing a story of a chimp in love with a woman.
And now, a moment with Bean.
So a woman has been banned from visiting a chimpanzee at a zoo in Belgium, striking up a friendship with the animal, despite Riley saying that they are, quote, having an affair.
Define having an affair with. She's well, not I'd crawling like to, in with him, you. Is she?
How dare you?
Of well, no, there's been a lot of stories.
It's not physical. It's emotional.
Oh, okay.
It's
emotional. All right. Because there have been a lot of people who have been, like, jumping into the tank lately. You know, it makes me nervous when people think they can do that. But this is not that case. Good.
A chimp tank?
I don't mean literally a tank, but I just mean into the okay. enclosure
Listen,
where, like, the tiger is.
I haven't been to a zoo
is,
in a long time. I don't know where they're keeping them, but I feel like underwater is a bad zoo.
It's a terrible zoo. I got a lot
First,
of problems.
We should tackle that issue, not this woman trying to make love to the zoo.
Right. Why do we care who they love? We should worry about them breathing.
That was A Moment with Bean.
All right, moving on. I'm going to jump back and forth between common topics discussed on each of the shows. Jeopardy is a clusterfuck, but will its true audience even notice?
It's not coming from a place of I just want to protect the brand.
No, you're right. A lot of the people who are battling it out on social media are not the 70-year-olds who are watching Jeopardy. Because
they're none of them. None of them. Right. They have no idea that Alex died at this point. They're like, what's going on with all these guest people? This is fun.
Honey, is Alex taking the summer off? I feel like we haven't seen him since May.
I'm just saying.
All right. We'll see what happens there. But it is crazy how it's such an ongoing saga. Like every day it seems like there's something new on this. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's a great point that you're like, you know, that he said some bad stuff. They don't want him there. He can still be executive producer.
Right.
Other than that.
Yeah, why does that guy still get to be executive producer? Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones died. Bean mentioned Watts on his Monday's podcast. So naturally we all blame Bean for his death.
Hi, Allie and Bean. This is listener Susan from Los Angeles. And oh my God, Bean, you killed Charlie Watts. What the fuck? You're just becoming a national menace. Don't ever mention anybody's name ever again. I can't even say keep up the work because the work you're doing now is murder. Take care. Bye.
Murder.
Susan.
Then on Kevin and Sluggo, they talked to Chris Carter, the host of Breakfast with the Beatles, about Watts' passing. They were all pretty sad about other musicians.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we bring you Chris Carter, who does Breakfast with the Beatles Sundays at 9 a.m., who knows more about the Stones than I know about everything in my life put together.
Wow, a good way of putting it. Hi, dude.
What's happening, guys?
How are you?
I'm all right. Sorry to have to talk on, you know, a sad day like today.
Yeah.
But, it's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, we were talking on the air about what is forthcoming, which is an unpleasant subject, but we're all getting older.
Yeah, I mean, the next decade, if you think about it, you know, we still have Mick and Keith and Ronnie from the Stones and Paul and Ringo from the Beatles and Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey and the Kinks and, you know, they're all going to sadly leave us.
I got to be honest. I wasn't hoping we were going to take a nosedive that quick.
Right?
Sorry, guys.
No. I'm just...
Bean, the originator of Bean Presad, shared a similar sentiment. But of course, Ali points out one big problem.
I'm super bummed out about, and I've said this before, about how many of the musicians that I grew up adoring are passing away now. You know what I mean? And there's a lot more still to come. And I don't want to mention, you know, the Paul McCartneys and the Eric Claptons of the world because, you know.
But you just did, Susan. He's a menace, Susan.
Nirvana's being sued by the Baby on the Nevermind cover. Ralph tells us a little more about this guy.
Let me tell you a little secret, by the way. Spencer Eldon has tried to cash in on his connection to that album before. In 2016, the year he turned 25, he did a profile with Time magazine where he recreated the image as an adult underwater in a pool. And by the way, no, he had a swimsuit on.
Damn it.
By the way, he has a large tattoo on his chest that reads Nevermind, the name of the album. So I don't want to hear now that suddenly he's been destroyed by the existence of this album. Well, he's just realized that he's broke. And he thought, well, maybe I can cash.
And the greatest moment of his life occurred when he was 6 months old.
Yes. It's unclear, says this article, what he does for a living now. But back in 2016, in the Time magazine profile, he listed his profession as making art and growing tomatoes.
Okay, so he's broke.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe that lawsuit's just a little bit frivolous. Also this week, OnlyFans banned adult content. That is, until they realized that would make them completely irrelevant. But before that change, Kevin brought in former Miss Double December Lux to discuss the topic. It's a great interview that tells us exactly how this would have affected the performers. But since OnlyFans quickly reversed its course, let's just focus on the funny stuff Kevin and Sluggo said. Like this moment, where Kevin denies any knowledge of Lux's account.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Why would you say I'd seen it?
I mean, liar. I saw your name pop up into my inbox.
Something popped up.
Interesting. Yeah, it said Kevin K. Lux and Sluggo K. Lux.
No, that's those are false accounts.
Yeah, they're trying to be us.
We don't know anything about that.
And then Kevin had this idea to help promote Lux's OnlyFans.
What does this do to my plan of walking behind you in a Speedo?
Hopefully, shut it down.
I told you Kevin.
Yes.
As long as it is neon green.
Done.
And we can do this on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah! So
we can make some fire content. My OnlyFans would explode.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a must.
Neon green Speedo.
Lastly, Kevin had this question for Lux and gave us a classic Kevin response.
How much money do you make?
Mm, good question.
Very good question. Well, it varies from week to week, but the first week of August of this year, I made $20,000.
What? Did you say $20,000 in the first week?
Oh. That's right.
Wow.
We are in the wrong business, my friend.
I need to get on OnlyFans.
Where's your Speedo? Kevin?
I'm getting the Speedo.
On, honey, I will teach you how to be a money-making machine, but it's going to mean that you shoot content all the time.
Please.
Yeah, baby.
Speak to people all the time.
Sure, yeah, baby.
That you make custom videos all the time. I mean, we'll hustle this one out, okay? We'll get you to that top percentile in no time.
I'm not... It's possible that I might not be up for all of that.
Classic Kevin, and of course, the obligatory AC/DC at the end. Anyhow, that's the podcast roundup.
So Ralph was on The Family Feud and with Kevin Smith and the Smod Squad. And it was a charity event. They were playing against Long. What's his first name? Justin Long. And anyway, so it was... The game kind of went awry. And so anyway, so we're going to play. You guys can play at home as well.
Give me Jennifer. Give me Diana. Ladies, name a favor a best friend might ask of you and you'd say no.
All right. Anyone?
Money.
Money.
A ride to the airport.
That's what I was going to say. Pick me up from LAX.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Drive to the airport.
Drive to the...
Ride to the airport.
Ride to the airport. Damn.
Good answer, Jen.
Ride to the airport.
Oh.
Hey, not in L.A. Diana.
Damn.
Stalk an ex-boyfriend.
Stalk an ex-boyfriend.
What the hell?
Some really hateful answers.
Who said that?
Stalk an ex-boyfriend. We go to Mark.
Walk a dog.
Okay. Walk the dog.
You guys have terrible friends.
So they just can't get it. So they, and I forget how the game works exactly, but they have to then run, go to one side and then the other side. So
move, so, help you move.
Oh, good.
Help me move. Oh. Ralph.
Set them up on a date.
Oh, set them up on a date.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
If you don't get this one.
Lie for them. Oh, good answer.
Lie for them.
Good answer. Yeah, all right. Wow.
We know what kind of crowd was there that day. Those are liars.
We should play, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go, Justin.
Cook you a meal.
Cook you a meal.
There you go.
Good. Cook you a meal? I don't get that one.
I've never asked any friend to cook me a meal.
Right?
To borrow money.
Oh,
that's
good
up
answer,
there.
Good answer, good
to
answer,
borrow
good
money.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay.
Steve, I'm going to say babysit.
Babysit.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
James,
I'm gonna say borrow your car.
Borrow your car.
Now they're on a roll.
Yeah.
Rich,
to go away with them, take a trip with them.
Take a trip with them. All right, now we got two strikes, Justin. We got to be careful, buddy.
If they can crash at your place.
Hey, can you guys stay at your place?
Good answer. Good answer.
That was a good answer.
That was a good answer.
Oh, I would have said that one was on the board.
Smod Squad, here's your shot. Come on, let's go.
Any idea what Kevin Smith comes up with?
No.
But so far, what I've learned is that I have said yes to all of the things that they've said no to.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Drug-related, something drug-related.
Kevin Smith is weed. Borrow your weed. Take a right. Something like that. Something weed.
Sleep with my wife.
What the?
The fuck?
Jeez, what kind of friends does Kevin have?
Unless you're asking, Steve, I didn't know. Or not.
I'm right here.
It's a hell of a favor.
I was off on that one.
Not on the board, I quit. Sleep with your wife.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Where are they recording this?
And that's crazy, right?
That was the special episode they did in Florida. That's right.
Oh, my God.
I promise you I didn't think that was up there.
Wow. All right, let's go. Number six.
Yes, we said that. Yes.
The answer was murder somebody.
And that one too.
Okay, it was Florida.
Again, they're saying no to all the things I've said yes to.
Wow.
Wait.
Story would for say another that time. Yes
to? Wait. Would say yes to or have said yes to? Big difference.
I'll never tell. But that coffin.
Oh my God, this is
that
not.
That coffin. Yeah, that coffin FCC, was actually full.
No murder. This isn't a Sluggo deal. Just joking.
Confess your crime, part two.
No.
Your wife and kill somebody.
Those aren't favors.
Let's
Who's favors?
He said, them ain't favors.
I got a big favor for you, Steve.
And it was funny because the show, when they said like murder or helps bury a body or whatever the answer was, Kevin and that team, they're like, we said that, we thought of that. So like they had the two darkest answers. It was just funny how they went ahead and did it.
Name something you keep in your kitchen in case a party breaks out. Mark.
Candles.
Candles.
Okay. Oh, that's bullshit. Alcohol.
So what would you guys, so alcohol, Lindsay.
Snacks.
Eddie?
Let's see. A corkscrew so he can open the wine.
Okay.
Booze.
Good answer.
All right.
I got you. I know we're going to play. Rich?
Snacks. All
right. Snacks.
Yeah.
Justin?
Party games.
All right. Keep your party games in the kitchen.
Because you keep your party games in the kitchen.
Oh, that's funny.
Wasn't everybody? Sure.
I didn't even think of that.
Cereal.
That's all right.
Christian, only one stripe.
Stereo or some sort of music.
Music.
That's a good one.
Wouldn't you just have one in your house
kitchen?
Anyway?
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Plastic cups.
Okay. I like it.
Plastic
cups. Yeah. Hello, cup.
James, what answer left?
You up.
But you've got two strikes. If it's not there, the other team can steal and they will win the game.
Drugs?
My man.
That's a good answer.
My man.
My friend.
I don't know if it's up there, James, but it's definitely a crowd favorite. Drugs!
Oh, I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I am out of kitchen drugs right now. I just remembered.
One answer on this board. If it's there, your team wins the game.
What?
Yes.
No pressure.
What?
Yes, James. Yes. But if it's not there, the long shorties wins the game.
Ice.
Yeah! Come on!
But would you keep extra ice? Like, you have your ice tray in your freezer. There's only so much, right? And then most people have
extra ice in my refrigerator, in my freezer. For
yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Good to know. All right.
Just happy they didn't say, like, a dead body under the floor or, you know, murder someone in your
party.
Kitchen. No, in this
right?
crowd.
This. Is for the game. Ice!
Oh no!
I know.
That was a great answer. Number three.
That doesn't have to be in the kitchen.
That's classy people that drink wine, of course. Man.
Kevin's like, that doesn't even have to be in the kitchen.
Okay. Man, y'all made it interesting, man. Thank y'all. Hey, we're going to make a donation to your foundation just for hanging out with us, guy. You were great. Hey, I need two players.
All right, so that was it. That was the game. So I remember that crazy one with nobody was getting it on the first game. Then finally Justin's team got it, and then it was all these dark answers. So I don't know how they do the polling for that show.
Yeah. I think
did
we're
you
done.
Guys ever have like big contests at Total Request Video, give stuff away?
At Request Video? We gave a lot of stuff away. We gave away everything from obviously like huge, you know, tickets. I think we gave away a trip, you know, to New York once, you know, the bikes, movie premieres, host for a day. That person actually just reached out to me not too long ago through the Request Video Facebook page, which is named Marnie, which is so cool. And there were just so many good people and things like that. So we gave away some, I don't know that we ever did any cash things. We may have done like $1,000 thing once from one of the labels. I want to say we did that. Like Capital Warner Brothers did a cash thing once before the rules had changed.
That's cool.
We could probably trade out stuff, right, with people, you know, for merchandise, but getting cash must have been more difficult.
It was, there had been some rule changes that had taken place. It's hard to remember some of those things, but I do have like this list of, you know, logs of shows, like what some of the giveaways were and stuff. And I was like, oh, that was good. Like that was, you know, a lot of things where it was meet and greets with bands, like backstage, it'll take you, you know, limousine to the show, meet the band. And then there was a lot of people writing in and, you know, pulling the letter out for, you could join us when we do a remote to do an interview with an artist, like come with us to meet Duran Duran when we do an interview.
Right.
Winners Never Give Up News.
What happened?
Your source for news in the Kevin and Bean universe.
I quit this bitch.
Okay, my breaking news bulletin is as follows. I sent a WhatsApp to Bean and I said, we have you on if you have any questions or messages for her. And he wrote back in all caps, tell her I have always loved her, please.
Aww. I love him so much. I love him. And as much as we love each other, I love Donna that much too. I just think she is a total dream.
Yeah.
That makes my heart so happy.
It was really sweet. Yeah.
I feel like I haven't stopped smiling since I started talking to you guys, except for the one moment before I was shocked by some of those answers on Family Feud.
Did you guys see Nandy Bushel on the Foo Fighters?
Yes.
How goddamn amazing is she? The look on her face the whole time. And she just gets out there and crushes it. I've watched that video thousands of times.
When she puts her drumsticks in the air and starts twirling, I have chills right now. Yes. I see my goosebumps. She nails it. And I have such a bone to pick with people who slag on Dave Grohl saying, oh yeah, he'll be at the opening of an envelope kind of thing, like that he does so much. That man uses his fame for so much good and he makes people's dreams come true all the time. And I like that anybody gives any grief about what he does and what he does for somebody like Nandy. Like she is a rock star. And at that age, she's unbelievable. And I kept watching Pat Smear's face with the smile that he had on his face watching her. It was, that was dreamy. I loved that.
Did you see it, Eddie?
As the resident old, I don't know who Nanny is.
So you know who the Foo Fighters are, right? Okay, and for anyone who may not know, so back during the pandemic and the lockdown, Nandy Bushels, and at the time maybe a 10-year-old girl, and I don't know, reached out to Dave Grohl on social and on Twitter, and they did a drum battle, and he kind of taught her some things or whatever, and it was all on social media. So here we are, I'll say about a year later, and they have finally had their concert at the Forum, and they brought Nandy Bushell, the 11-year-old drum master, out to play Everlong. And it is goddamn amazing. And then to watch Taylor Hawkins, you can see him on the big screen behind, and he's just like cheering her on and just super amazed. It was just amazing. And it's really cool too, because if you're on the socials, mostly Twitter, people have posted a lot of different videos from where they were sitting. I know Chip did from where she was sitting. So you can find a whole bunch of different angles of it. But when you watch this little girl at her face and Dave just going up to her and just like, you know, rocking on the guitar, it's just, it's so beautiful. And it's such a great, you know, how it started, how it ended kind of thing. It's just
lovely. It is. She comes out and it is the only word I can really use for it is like, it is delightful and badass in equal measure. It's so good. It is so, I loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like if you watch it and you don't have a huge smile on your face, you are soulless and I don't want to know you.
Oh, I got a little, you know, misty in the eyes with it. It's just so beautiful. All right, so we have another positive thing. Quitters never give up news. We kind of talked previously about watching Ted Lasso. Has anyone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, and this totally relates to Kevin and Bean because I only know Joe Buck because Ralph hates Joe Buck because he is a smug prick. And my boyfriend hates Joe Buck because he's a smug prick. And so we usually watch Jeopardy. And so, but then we have another James Holwitzauer douchebag who keeps picking the $1,000 questions. So for those of us playing at home, you can't watch Jeopardy because I don't know the $1,000 questions. And you usually with the puzzles and stuff, you kind of, they do the $200 one and you can kind of figure it out, right? So this guy, between this guy and Joe Buck hosting, we're not watching Jeopardy. So because of that, I finally got my boyfriend, Brandon, who's the one walking around. I said, well, let's watch Ted Lasso. So for those at home who haven't started it yet, it is a beautiful show. We're only on episode 3 or 4.
Also delightful.
Yes. And positive. And I guarantee you the new tagline catchphrase thing is going to be, we're going to Ted Lasso this shit up. And because it's just so much positivity. It's done so well. So, but I don't know if you guys, Lindsay and Eddie, have you guys watched it yet?
I started it, but I haven't finished. No, I know. I'm bad.
Just a quick update, Gia. What happened was everybody that we listened to, the Ralph Report, Cup of Tea, everyone's talking about Ted Lasso all the time. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of made a pact that we're not honoring, that we're going to have a watch party. So I guess Jennifer started her watch party and LP, yeah, and I haven't started at all.
Well, so we are
going to watch.
You need to get on that because it really is. We'd watched it, baby daddy and I watched it, and then the kids came home for the holidays and they were here on Thanksgiving. And we told them, like, you know, this is mandatory viewing. You have to just watch 2 episodes and then you never have to see anything again. So of course we power through the entire thing on Thanksgiving night, the whole season. And then we watched about half of it, that season again. So I've seen the first season 3.5 times.
Wow.
I value my time. I really like it. Like, I don't have time for TV, but I have time for Ted Lasso. And really, I have time for Jamie Tart, and I have time for Keeley, and I have time for every, like, the other characters, the secondary characters, Coach Beard. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I hurt right here that some of you haven't seen this yet. So
I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry.
It hurts me. I haven't.
When I watch it, I'm going to send you a message and then your hurt will disappear.
Please. It is delightful. It really is.
Yeah. All right. Who else has any quitters never give up news?
Never give up news. We had Gia on the show. She was
beep,
beep, beep, beep.
Yay.
Breaking news. You were a delight.
Yes. You, you guys are so sweet. I'm going to throw out a plug for something. Actually, two things.
Yes.
I'm going to take advantage of this for a moment. The competing podcast, there is a woman named Sandra Ann Miller who has a podcast called A Sassy Little Podcast for Getting Over It. And she's one of you. She's just wonderful and she's great. She has a fun podcast and she has some cool topics. But there is a bookstore in Chicago called Exile in Bookville. And there are, and I love these people so much. The store itself is in the historic Fine Arts Building. They just opened there, I think 12 weeks ago, 11 or 12 weeks ago. I've done 4 events with them and they're virtual events. You can see them on YouTube, but I've done one with John Doe of X and Tonda Savia, who co-wrote the books with him, the Under the Big Black Sun and More Fun in the New World. And then I did an event with Rob Zabrecki from Possum Dixon and Ronnie Barnett from the Muffs. And then I did one with Oedipus, who is a DJ in Boston, who is on par. Like, he's the Kevin and Bean of Boston. And this guy, Michael Greco, it's this punk rock book. So we did that. And then I just did one a couple days ago with this woman, Annie Zaleski, who's a writer, she's a music writer. She's actually editor for Alternative Press. And it's a Duran Duran book. So all of these music-oriented books, her Duran Duran book is for 33 and a third. And if you guys don't know about 33 and a third, that series of books, each one of them, they're about 150 pages. And they do a deep dive into a specific album. So this is all about Duran Duran Rio.
I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah, if you guys are fans of any of those artists, I highly recommend checking out those events and the books and Exile in Bookville, because they're really blending music literature. And I love what they're doing. So, you know, a big yay for them.
So is Exile in Bookville, is it a regular bookstore or just focus on music books?
It is regular bookstore. It is a regular bookstore. And they have a whole, like, they've got a huge 33 and a third collection. And then there is, there are a lot of other books that are related to the two, but then, you know, just a ton of regular literature. So they do a ton of these events, but those music events I've been kind of heavily involved in, and they're fun. They're super fun.
Okay. Yeah, no, but shout out to the listeners out there too. I know a lot of times people will promote their stuff on those big giant corporations that have made billions of dollars and don't pay their people. So if you can, definitely support Exile and Bookville and the small mom and pop shops, because that makes a difference.
Huge difference. And, you know, you can order everything online, and they're just two wonderful people making a difference. And this guy, Javier, he worked at Tower Records forever. And her name is Kristen Gilbert, is a professor in criminal justice. So, wow. And they just have this combined love of music and books and are doing this. And then there's another woman named Brenda Perlin, and I know they carry her books. And I actually wrote it. I contributed a chapter, as did Tom DeSavia, a book called Crime and Punkishment. And my chapter is about my punk rock life and how it relates to Request Video. And that book, it's a lot of people, like a lot of the like guests who'd been on Request Video are part of that. So I also recommend that book, which you can, of course, order through Exile and Bookville.
This has been another episode of Quitters Never Give Up, everything in the Kevin and Bean creative universe. So thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye.